about. Of course that's a highlight of yesterday's show.
Did you put the kibosh on it? I mean,
no.
You don't do it very often, but every once in a while you'll send out a text or you'll text somebody, you'll say, no mention of this. I get nobody.
No mention. Bury that.
Did you do that with the two-pack?
Play it again. Do you have it, Jorge?
Well, no, he doesn't have that. It's
I'm sure he does. He's got to. No, I mean, Morales is such an a-hole. I don't know what he's talking about.
Maybe that it's a bit inside of a bit.
Because here's the thing that
Tupac,
I really.
All eyes on me, Tupac, all eyes on me.
Tupac,
yeah,
all eyes on me, Tupac, all eyes on me. Okay. So here's the thing. I am going for something stupid today. Because what happened was. And
Tupac,
I started.
All eyes on me.
Twitter started informing me of the afternoon show spending about a half hour on that. And
really?
You know, John, the rule is A, B, P, A always, B, B, P promoting, always B promoting. If we can own the first half hour of the Scott and George show, then I am all for it. And I think they need it because I heard them do a half hour on a taco shop in Cleveland yesterday.
Really?
Brilliant.
Well,
brilliant.
I subscribe to the theory if they're talking about us, even if it's bad, it's a good thing.
Yeah, no such thing as bad publicity.
Right, especially in this business.
No
so
question.
You guys in the afternoon show, have at it.
Yeah.
Talk about us as much as
come
you
can. Come at me.
You were
more the better.
Mason, you were listening to for a half an hour about the taco shop in San Francisco, so wouldn't that be
wait,
good?
Was it
taco
San Francisco
shop in Cleveland?
Or Cleveland?
It was San Francisco because it was a story that I did. Remember, I used it as a jumping off point.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was the same thing. But they actually went further on it.
They went further
on it. Yeah, I just used
it
as a jumping off point to talk about. You know,
no, here's the thing. I don't care. Just let her rip. Come at me. I don't care. All right. So, but I do think
Tupac,
I do think
all
I'm losing,
eyes on me. Tupac. All eyes
there you go.
On
I do think I'm losing brain cells. I think I'm losing
well, I know
brain
that's,
cells.
That's true for a fact.
On a nightly basis, thanks to my favorite vice, Budayeska.
Right.
So, Budayeska! Do you feel like you're watching the playoffs right now?
Yes. Well, and this is why, by the way, the Giants did it again last night.
Oh,
this is
God.
Why you're going to lose 20 grand in mythical
I
money.
I thought we had them. I thought
the
we had
Giants,
them.
The Giants aren't going to lose. The Dodger game was great. They have a one-game lead.
But one night,
all right, so
tonight,
now we're down to
it
11.
Could turn into a flat-footed tie.
That's right, but your bet is that the Dodgers will win it outright.
Correct.
So in order for that to happen, there's now 11 games left. I think the Giants are probably going to go 8-3, maybe 7-4. All right, so let me give you the benefit of the doubt there. We'll say the Giants go 7-4.
Right.
That means in order for you to win your bet outright, the Dodgers have to go 9-2. I don't think they're doing that. They almost lost last night.
Well, the Dodgers are playing. We got Walker Buehler tonight. We got Max Scherzer tomorrow. We're going to continue winning games.
Yeah, Walker Buehler didn't look good in his last start.
I was surprised, by the way, what Joe Davis and Oral said last night, that the Dodgers in their last, now it would be 41 games, are 32-9.
And they haven't gained any ground because the Giants never lose.
Right, right. But the Giants will lose, John. We will win this division.
I just think the Padres don't care. You talk about somebody who doesn't care.
Those gutty little Padres.
Right.
We were counting on them.
Yeah, they've officially mailed it in.
Yeah, they have.
But by the way, how
down.
Great was it to watch Albert Pujols win the game last night for the Dodgers?
Fantastic.
I mean, he's been unbelievable since coming over here. You know, he's hitting over 400 as a pinch hitter.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we got the call of this was the 10th inning last night, Dodgers with the win.
Ground ball, base hit center field. Gavin Lux trots home. Albert Pujols, a pinch hit RBI single, giving the Dodgers the 5-4 lead.
And here's the thing. I can't possibly have been more wrong about something than I was about Albert Pujols.
Yeah, he's been great.
When they signed him, I said,
he's going to hit 150.
150 with 6 home runs and won't finish the year with the team. And instead, he has become just a phenomenal pinch hitter. I think he's got 12 home runs since he's come over, 12 home runs and 38 RBIs, 10 home runs versus lefties. And you pointed out the pinch hitting thing. Just an unbelievable pinch hitter, an unbelievable resource on the bench. And, yeah, couldn't – in terms of culture, you can see the way those guys in that dugout – gravitate, those guys, I assume, in the clubhouse gravitate toward Albert Pujols. All that experience, all that knowledge, all that baseball IQ, they're all feeding off that.
And, you know, you're a big culture guy.
I am.
So when that's why I was surprised you didn't like the Pujols.
Well, I didn't recognize at that point that he
became
be part of the culture.
The Chase Utley. He
yes.
became the, you know, the veteran presence. He became the A.J. Ellis. He became the veteran guy in the clubhouse who everybody likes. And they just love him. You know, you can tell. They're just all in. Like, they can't wait to walk up and congratulate him and talk to him about stuff. And, you know, these guys are all going, this guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer. This may be my one shot to play with him and maybe win a ring. So it was a perfect fit. And, by the way, the Angels, I think, did the right thing. Because they because Pujols, when Jared Walsh became an All-Star when
right.
they moved him out, and Ohtani's the DH, so they had nowhere to put him. So it worked out for both teams.
Yeah, yeah, and I would not rule out Albert coming back next year to the Dodgers.
All right, can we have a moment of honesty?
Sure.
You promise you'll be honest?
Yeah, sure.
So I texted Morales.
Yeah.
I said, "Who told you you couldn't use that?" And he says, "Who do you think?" He's obviously talking about you.
Morales is such an a-hole.
No, wait, but tell the truth. Did you tell Morales not to use it? Did you order the code red?
In the end, I said,
there may be evidence.
If I go back and read the text messages, in the end, I said, go ahead and do it, game on. Originally, I was not a big fan of it. But I mean,
well,
here's the thing about Morales. He's a snake.
Morales did not give you up. I'll tell you that.
Well, he's a snake. You cannot trust the guy that comes on at the beginning and of every segment. You can't trust him. You can't have a conversation with him without it going on the air.
But that's good for the show if all that goes on the air.
Yeah, screw him. Hey, I'm Chris Morales.
I like Morales. I think he brings an element
He's
to the show
I'm
that
done
wouldn't
with
otherwise
Totally
exist.
Done with him. Totally
okay.
done with him.
Oh, okay, so now we can't talk about Morales anymore?
No, we can talk about him. I'm going to talk about him a lot. I'm going to complain about all the bad imaging and all the bad rejoins that we get. That's what I'm going to do.
Is this a battle you really want to go after right now?
Yeah, I don't care. Bring it. Bring it. It doesn't matter to me.
All right, wait. We have
Game on.
Okay, we have important news, though. Way more important than Chris. 1:30.
Everything is more important than Chris.
1:30 today, 25 minutes from now. Sean McVay's not feeling good, so he's not meeting with the media today. He's not talking to any media, not just us. He's taking a day off. He doesn't think it's COVID, by the way. The Rams have said.
Oh, that's good.
He doesn't think this is COVID-related. He's going to get a test, but he's just going to take a day off to feel better. So at 1:30, pinch hitting for Coach McVay, Rams quarterback Matt Stafford, live with us in 25 minutes.
Off to such a great start. Has really transformed the offense. They look great. Had two, we haven't really talked about this, but, you know, the Rams were in trouble in this game. And he had two late-game drives, and he's a master of that. I want to ask him about that coming up.
Well, let me ask you this, speaking of the Rams and Bucks. And by the way, Rams-Tampa at SoFi Stadium, 125, nationally televised. This Sunday, Mason will be there. This came down today. I can't decide if it's something or nothing. With Brady, my lean is that it's nothing. But Antonio Brown out for this game due to COVID protocols. Surprisingly, Mace, he's been the second best receiver in terms of yards in the Tampa Bay offense.
Yes.
So something or nothing that Antonio Brown's not going to play.
Oh, it's big. He's their second leading receiver. It's huge. Now, does he have COVID? No, he's vaccinated.
Right. I think he's just on the COVID. He must have had a close contact.
So you need to have two negative tests.
So could he come back? I mean, could he get two negative tests and play?
You need to have two negative tests 24 hours apart. But you don't have to go, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to go on that 10-day list. So I don't know what the timetable
that
the NFL.
He's on the COVID list now. I don't know what that means in terms of if he could play or not. We'll get more into that. But today, the Buccaneers added him to, and this is a resource for teams so they can bring somebody up, on the reserve COVID list. So as of right now, if the game were today, he would be out.
Wow, that's huge. No, I think that's huge. Definitely something. Something for real. I'll tell you what. Do you realize this is the first time Tom Brady has ever played a game in Los Angeles? He has never before played a game in L.A.
Is that possibly true?
Yeah. Because there hasn't been a team here, and he didn't play here.
Wait a minute. So he didn't – the Patriots didn't play the Chargers at one of those temporary stadiums, or he didn't play at the Coliseum in one of those temporary games over the last 5 years?
No.
Like he didn't play at the – Dignity Health, or as Greg calls it, the Home Depot, or
yeah, it's Home Depot,
or the StubHub, or any of those names that currently exist out there.
But I think the Rams...
USA Today says no.
Huh.
So yeah, I trust USA Today on this one. I don't think he ever has. So can Tom Brady stand up to the bright lights of Hollywood?
Yeah, I think he probably can. I don't think it's going to be a big problem for Tom Brady.
Hey, we beat him last year in Tampa. Since then, they've not lost a game since like week 12 or something last year. They've not lost a game.
Well, they look good, but this is I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think the Rams beat them last year in Tampa, so I would lean Rams. If I had to bet it, I would lean Rams.
But I would also lead Rams.
I think it's a coin flip because both these offenses look really good, and both of the defenses have been a little suspect.
Yeah, I heard the coin. It is a little bit of flip of a coin, right? It's a pick 'em game. All right. Last time I saw it was Rams minus one, which for all intents and purposes is a pick 'em. Bergman, who do you like in that game on Sunday? And be honest, be real. Don't take your Raider horns off or whatever the hell.
First
you
of all,
wear.
If I was
take your makeup off,
if taking my Darth Vader helmet off,
yes,
yeah. Even if I was, I would still hate Tom Brady for what he did when he was with the Patriots and the butt or the fumble or the whatever it was. It's awful play.
Wait a minute. No, Mark.
No,
first of all,
no, not butt fumble. Not
Sanchez
butt fumble.
Had the butt.
It was the fumble. What am I?
It was the.
You're talking about the
tuck rule. Tuck
rule.
Thank you. He fumbled. Charles Woodson got that ball.
2001.
Right. So I still hate him for that.
You're holding a grudge from 2001. No,
dude, you hold grudges for years.
You bring up the tuck rule whenever
one of the worst calls in NFL history.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, ever.
Exactly. So I'm not
Charles Woodson is that's exactly why Charles Woodson's in the Hall of Fame because he made plays like that all the time.
Yep.
And the ref screwed it up.
Yeah, but anyways, I do think that Tom Brady is just playing out of his mind right now, and the Rams defense is a little bit suspect. They're allowing yards on the ground and through the air. So I actually am gonna go with the Bucs in this game.
Okay. Jorge, what about you? Well, you're a Niners fan.
Niners
I don't know
fans.
If we can trust anything you say.
I'm going with the Bucks. I told
yeah,
you
Yeah, of course
Sunday.
You are.
Oh, but picking the Bucks in this game isn't a ridiculous position. It's going to be very close, and it might come down to whatever quarterback
No, it isn't ridiculous. There are so many games that are easier to pick in Survivor than Rams-Bucks.
Wait, no, but who's taking that for their Survivor
pick? Jorge, aren't you taking that for your Survivor pick?
I'm thinking about it. You guys made me think about it now.
Well, I'm taking a bad team for mine. Yeah, I could go out. I'm taking Denver.
That's what I'm taking. I already
so
did it.
They play the Jets in Denver, right?
Yeah, double-digit home favorites against a terrible Jets team.
So, but Greg, if we go out, we deserve it because betting on a non-playoff team to somehow show up and win is risky.
So yeah. Bergman, you're on Denver.
I'm on Denver. I mean, they're 2-0, I believe.
So, Ireland is on Denver.
They're not good, but I'm taking them.
Who's mom on, John?
She hasn't told me yet. And Michael's coming in today, so Michael will tell us.
We'll get Michael's pick. Yeah, so the people that are live now are me, Ireland, Jorge, Bergman. My mom went out last week. Juan went out the week before. Myrna, Michael Thompson, both in. And this is like one of the – my mom afterwards, she texted me, I hate this game.
Well, it's a
game.
Good thing because the game apparently hates her.
The game is not in love with her, yeah. All right, coming up next, we're going to do it early. Again, we got Matthew Stafford coming up for you in 15 minutes. So in the meantime, we will spin the wheel of questions coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. Right now, We didn't expect him yet, but he is here. He is the brand-new quarterback of the Los Angeles Rams, the 2-0 Los Angeles Rams. Matthew Stafford's on the line. Matthew, thanks a lot for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great, Matt, and we appreciate you coming on. And let me start with this. How are you enjoying L.A.? How's your family like it so far?
Oh, it's been great. You know, it was obviously a big move for us, you know, moving across the country and being in the same place for the last 12 years. But my family's loving it. Girls are having a great time. My wife's loving it. You know, starting 2-0 is a nice thing as well. So it's been all positive.
So we've heard about this a lot. We've seen it a lot. You guys, you and Sean McVay seem to be just on the same page. Unbelievable rapport, unbelievable connection. He's literally in your head at times on the field. What's that connection with McVay like?
Oh, it's been great. You know, I have a ton of appreciation and respect for how smart he is and how he sees the game. It's really easy as a quarterback to go play the game when he's calling it like he is. I think there's a great deal of trust both ways. You know, I think he trusts me to go out there and execute these plays the way he wants them executed, and I know I trust him to you know, have great game plans every week, go out there, and it's on us as players to execute them. But it's been great working with him. You know, he's a great mind, and you know, just really enjoy being around him.
Matthew Stafford is our guest quarterback of the 2-0 Rams. The Rams take on Tampa Bay at SoFi Stadium this Sunday. You can hear the game here on ESPN LA. Matt, you're very good at distributing the ball to multiple receivers. You seem to find whoever is open and zip it right to them. How do you measure that versus your job as a team leader to try and kind of get everybody involved? You don't want somebody to never get the ball because, you know, that guy may drop out. On the other hand, you want to throw it to who's open. How do you decide where you're going with the ball considering all that stuff?
You know, I think that's the lucky thing for me is we have a group of receivers and skill position guys that are so unselfish. They do such a great job of just knowing that their time is going to come at some point. And they also trust me to get the ball to them at the right times and the right places versus the certain coverages. So, you know, I think it's something where there's a lot of trust. They trust me, you know, to get the ball to the right place. And I trust them that they're just going to go out there and be in the right spots like they always are and try to give them the ball.
Are these unsung heroes kind of the offensive line? I was just reading they've really protected you well.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are on every team, you know, and it's an unbelievable group we got here. You know, one of the smartest groups of O-linemen I've been around in a long time. The amount of communication that we have as a unit, you know, is pretty awesome. And then they go out there and physically play outstanding as well. So it's been a blast to play behind those guys. I know they're doing a great job both in the run game and in the pass game. It's a big challenge this week. Tampa's, you know, got a heck of a front, a really good defensive coordinator with a good scheme. So it'll be a big challenge for us, but we're looking forward to it.
Matthew Stafford is our guest. You're going, in a way, toe-to-toe with Tom Brady this weekend. How much will you watch what he does and pay attention to when they have the ball? Or once you're into a game plan, are you just concentrating on when you get the ball back and you're not really watching their offense against your defense?
It's a little bit of both. You know, I like to kind of come back on the sideline after a drive, whatever happened, kind of go through it in my head, think about what we got, what we might see next, what adjustments we might want to make. And then, you know, I'm paying attention to the game. How's the game going? You know, are they driving about the score? Are we getting, you know, a three and out? Are we getting the ball back quickly? So it's a little bit of both. I obviously have a ton of respect for what Tom's been able to do, both in New England and now in Tampa. You know, he's playing at such a high level still, which is incredible. So he's doing a great job of, you know, distributing the ball to a bunch of great playmakers, and you know, they're a tough team.
So Tom will not eat mushrooms or bread or tomatoes or whatever his regimen is. What about you? Is there anything you don't eat? Is there some sort of special diet you got?
No, I just try to be as healthy as I can. You know, pay attention to it, especially as I'm getting older. You know, what foods make me feel good, what foods don't, but nothing I've written down or something that is too strict.
Matthew Stafford is with us. Okay, Matthew, some people know that you went to high school with Clayton Kershaw, who we've had on the show many, many times, one of the great LA sports icons. He told us once that if you wanted to, you could have been a baseball player, that had you decided to devote yourself to baseball instead of football, it could have happened. What about the other way around? Was he a good enough athlete where if he wasn't a baseball player, he could have played football? Or did you guys all know growing up that guy was just going to be a baseball player?
Well, first of all, being a baseball player is a very vague term. I don't know at what level I could have been. I think the way I like to explain it to most people is I think we both picked the correct sport. You know, we were both played everything growing up. Came time to make a decision. He obviously picked the best sport for him, which was baseball, and I think I picked the best sport for me, which was football. Clay's a heck of an athlete. He was a really good hooper growing up. Football player, you know, when he was playing, he was – you know, an O lineman, he probably would have had to transition positions. He might be could have taken my job throwing the ball, but I like to say that we both made the right choice.
Have you've been out to Dodger Stadium? Are you following this pennant race?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm a little bit busy myself, but I'm watching watching the Dodgers for sure. But cheering my guy on.
Let me ask you: can you imagine yourself playing to 50? I say you should play to 51 just to top him. What do you think?
I don't know about that. That's a long way off for me. I'm 33 at the moment, and some days I feel like I'm 51. But, it's pretty impressive what Tom's been able to do and what he, plans on doing. But I'm just worried about me just trying to, you know, be the best version of myself I can every week.
Matthew Stafford's with us. Matthew, last thing for me. You're playing in a $5 billion stadium. No stadium has ever cost this much money in United States history. How aware are you of the palace that SoFi is? Or once the game starts, are you just concentrating on the field?
Once the game kicks off, I'm concentrating on what's going on between the white lines. But we score a touchdown or make a big play on defense or make a field goal, you feel the eruption in that place. It's pretty powerful. Mr. Kroenke did an unbelievable job building that place. Our fans have done a great job filling it, and making it loud and difficult for other teams. So. We definitely feel privileged to play in there and know that it's a special thing.
All right. Well, listen, go beat. I'm a season ticket holder. I'm there every single game, Matt. Whose house? Rams house. I'm right there for you. I will be there on Sunday and ready for this game. Couldn't be more excited. Go out and get them.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Matthew.
There's Matthew Stafford, who's been nothing but great.
Boy, can you imagine if you were like a parent of one of the other kids and you were going to like Little League games and Pop Warner games and you watched Clayton Kershaw and Matthew Stafford for like 10 years when they were kids playing other sports? How cool would that be?
Yeah, I saw him out at Dodger Stadium. They've shown him a few times he's been out there, which is really cool. I just think it's amazing. I mean, it's sort of like one of those what are the odds questions, like – you know, this is one for me. So when I was a little kid, I was a Rams fan. I had all my little Rams gear and all that stuff. And then to wind up, 50 years later, being on the station that is home to the Rams, the odds of Matthew Stafford and Clayton Kershaw being kids together and somehow winding up being premier players in different sports in the same town, that is just that is astounding to me.
Yeah, the odds are astronomical. It's the same thing as, Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand were in the same elementary school class, the same group of 30 kids.
Wow.
It doesn't happen very often. There's something like Gene Hackman and Dustin Hoffman were roommates
right
before they hit it big.
Wasn't Janis Joplin one of these?
Okay, Janis Joplin, she might be the best one of all, who's, one of the iconic singers of all time. Went to high school in Port Arthur, Texas, and they sat alphabetically in the classroom. So sitting directly in front of Janis Joplin all through elementary school was Jimmy Johnson, the football coach.
Wow.
And if you ask Johnson, of course, Janis Joplin died when she was in her 20s.
Yep.
If you ask Jimmy Johnson about it today, he said, "We were all idiots. We thought she was weird. We called her Beet Weeds because she looked like kind of a beatnik, and none of us knew how talented she was."
And you think Dumpy Bergie is a bad name? Yeah. How about Beet Weeds?
And they said they never took the time to realize like how great. Like, he was the most popular kid in school because he was like captain of the football team, and
sure.
But he's candid about it. If you ask him about it, he says, "Yeah, we were all asleep at the switch. We had no idea she was that talented. She left high school in Texas." Came out to California and became an international star.
Bergman, you go to school with anybody famous?
Yeah, I mean, we had, Topanga from Boy Meets World. She went to my school.
That's your answer?
Elizabeth Berkeley went to my school.
No, did
Elizabeth
she really?
Berkeley hates Mason.
Yeah,
she hates me.
Yeah, she went there. Let's see, the Menendez brothers
Jesse
went
Spano.
There.
Jesse Spano. That's a good one.
Yeah, Jesse Spano. The Menendez brothers went there. That's a really exciting
Menendez
one.
Who went there?
The Menendez brothers.
The Menendez brothers.
Yeah, they
live
right down the street.
Did you know the Menendez brothers?
No, I didn't, but they went. They lived. Ricky Schroeder. Ricky Schroeder went
to
my school.
Hey, Ricky Schroeder, sure.
Yeah.
What school is this?
Calabasas High School.
Boy, you actually have a lot of good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine's small. It's me, Bill McDonald, Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, McGee, the director, and Leslie Mann, the actress. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, for me, it's just Heisman Trophy winner Dick Kazmaier from Yale and me. That's it. Jorge, what about you? Anybody famous go to your school?
No way, man. Nobody.
Nobody?
Nah, nobody.
Wait a minute. You're the most famous person that went to your high school?
Well, I guess.
If we called the office at your school and said, who's the most famous person that went to that school, would they say Jorge from the Mason and Ireland show?
I highly doubt it.
They'd say Jorge Briones from the morning show.
Oh, the morning show.
Jorge, what school did you go to?
Nogales High School.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody who went there.
I'll look it up.
Somebody broke big out of Nogales.
Yeah, it can't be
somebody.
You.
All right, coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. You never know what's going to come up. By the way, Jorge tweeted out today, we have an actual wheel that spins. Did you see that, Ireland?
Yeah, and Jorge sent it out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's real. We actually, it's not imaginary. We have a real wheel.
Jorge, you went to Nogales and La Puente?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's so many people.
I did.
All right. According to Wikipedia, which is never wrong,
uh-huh.
Tom Brady briefly went to your high school.
What? I've never heard of that.
So did Cecil Fielder.
Oh, see, I don't know.
So did Tom House, the baseball pitcher, the famous guy who tutors with the throwing motions. Huh. But I thought Tom Brady went to high school in Northern California.
Well, he did. Maybe he was down here briefly, but he did. He went up north.
Yeah. Well, Jorge, you're not even close to the most famous guy.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I think Brady is probably the guy. Goes Brady, then Jorge.
Then George.
If Brady went there, then they just put Nogales High School on the map.
Yeah. It isn't you.
So, yeah. It isn't me.
You went there briefly, apparently. All right. Coming up next for you, Wheel of Questions, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now we got it rolling.
Yeah, this guy's saying disgusting pig who eats teeth.
All right, one tooth.
That's one tooth too many, man.
If you don't know this story, I got a Starbucks breakfast sandwich one time, and I found a human tooth in it. And what did I do? The obvious thing. I took the tooth out, and I finished the sandwich.
Why is that the obvious thing?
Because I was hungry. Duh. All right. Wheel of Questions time. It is presented by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right, Jorge, let's give her a spin.
Oh, well, wait. This, Mason, this wouldn't be much of an adjustment for you, but it would be easy money. Here's the question. Would you agree to go without showering, brushing your teeth, and using deodorant for 6 months for $100,000? You would not be allowed to talk about the deal with anyone until the 6 months end, or you don't get the money. So $100,000 no showers, no brushing your teeth, no using deodorant for 6 months. Jorge, for $100,000, do you do it?
100%. I'm in. Yes, let's do it.
You would do it.
Yeah. $100,000 is a lot of money.
Bergman?
You know what? I think I'm with Jorge. Absolutely.
Yeah,
$100,000 and not saying anything? Fine. I don't have to tell anybody.
But you can't tell anybody. You can't even tell your significant other.
No, that's too bad for her.
Well, really?
She's going to have to sleep in the same bed. Like, you got to deal with that.
For $100,000, John, I would, every day, I'd just put on a little deodorant, give myself
no
a
deodorant.
Spray.
No deodorant.
Oh, no deodorant. I'd spray Axe on me. Can I do that?
That's deodorant. You can't.
That's deodorant.
Oh, that's deodorant. I'd do a shot of peppermint schnapps every morning so my breath would be fresh.
It doesn't say you couldn't use mouthwash.
Well, there you go.
Oh, well, then if I can use mouthwash, yeah, I'm all
right. Yeah, no.
No, the
John,
problem
$100,000,
is.
Can we, can't think of the word. Never mind. Go away.
$100,000 where I come from is a ton of jack. That is just a ton of jack.
All right,
I would imagine.
No showering.
Shower like 4 times a day.
I take 3 showers a day. That would rule me out right away. But I want to see how I could do it. The brushing your teeth thing, I could get around by using ridiculous amounts of mouthwash. My dentist would not be happy, but I could do it. Not using deodorant. You know, Matthew McConaughey, the actor, doesn't use deodorant ever.
Right, and Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis don't shower.
So it's not like I feel very bad for Lisa. Do you just pat Riley the hair? You just, like, slick the hair back for 6 months?
Sure.
Grease it, no?
Wait a minute, you're not allowed to brush your hair?
That's right, wear a hat.
No, you're not allowed to shower or wash your hair.
Okay, so yeah, you just slick it back. You go pat Riley.
That's all you got to do is wear a hat.
Why not shave your head at that point?
You could.
I wear a hat all the time. That would not matter. I wear a ball cap 80% of the time.
I don't think I would do it. I think I'm too much of a clean freak. But for $100,000, I would think about it.
It is a fact that I wear this ball cap 80% of the time. Like, even when I'm laying in bed watching TV at night.
Why?
Like, during the Dodger game, wearing a ball cap.
Why?
I don't know. I can understand
you would wear it going out when you're going to see other people, but what difference does it make if no one's home they can see you except for Juan, who lives with you?
I like, first of all, I have my Dodger cap, and I've got two different Dodger caps, and I wear one until it's going wrong, like when Julio gave up those 2 runs the game tied at 4. Then I went and switched Dodger hats, and look what happened.
You know, it's not good to always wear a hat.
Why?
It stunts your hair growth.
I got so much hair, John.
It's true. You do. You have enough hair to fill a mattress.
I've never seen you wear a ball cap.
Oh, I wear them all the time.
Do you?
If I wore them this morning. Yeah. Whenever I play golf, I always wear a hat because – you know, just because I don't want to get skin cancer. I don't want sun. But I wear hats a lot, but never at home by myself, like watching Dodger games.
Yeah,
That sounds weird to me.
Yeah, it's, Jorge and I are both wearing hats right now. And when I get home, I take off my hat immediately. Like, that's it.
I wear it at home.
You know who I've
never, during every show?
Ever seen wear a baseball hat? Never.
Michael
Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
He wears those, like, short pants.
Known him for 20-plus years. He'll wear any free swag he gets. Oh, by the way, I wonder if Michael has Cubs swag now that Trace is hitting home runs.
Oh, that's right.
Cubs.
Trace hit his first home run, right?
He had another one, too. He's got two.
Oh, nice.
Wow. So Michael will wear casual clothes all the time. I've never seen him wear a hat. Not even, like, a – I would like to see him wear, like a Sherlock Holmes hat. He wouldn't wear that.
What about a Tam?
Yeah, or a Bryson DeChambeau hat?
Yeah, like Bryson DeChambeau hat. What about a fedora?
Yeah, any of those.
Michael would look very classy in a fedora.
I've never seen him in any type of headwear.
Yeah, it's not for Juan never wears a hat. His head's too big. He looks stupid with a hat.
Huh. Do you tell him that?
Yeah,
you say,
I
hey,
do.
Man,
every
he looks
time like he tells himself that.
Well, although I think he knows. He knows because I've told him a bunch of times, so he never wears a hat.
I really hope Michael Thompson walks in here because he's going to be here at some point today
wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. So, Michael, if you're listening, wear a hat.
What are the odds?
I've played golf with Michael, doesn't wear a hat. I've gone.
Golfing? You got to wear a hat golfing.
He doesn't.
That's weird.
Yeah. Weird, huh? Never seen him in a hat.
Drinking his Worthy Splash.
Drinking his Camus.
On the golf course.
On the golf course. Does he bring Camus out on the course?
If they have Camus, Michael will partake, sure.
Do you drink when you're playing golf, don't you?
I do. Not on days when we have a show. If we don't have a show, I drink on a weekends.
On a weekend. And how drunk do you get?
Well, I have to drive home, so I don't get drunk ever. But I've told you before.
You can always Uber.
80% of the guys I play with have a vape pen.
Wow.
They're in your club.
Do you ever partake in that?
They all get stoned. And then they get in their cars and drive home. I've never seen anything like it. Man.
Do you ever try that?
No, never.
Not
have
once?
Have you ever tried the vape pen? Does somebody offer?
Oh, yeah. They do all the time. No, I just it's not my thing.
Is it good for golfing?
Some of these guys play better, yeah.
I thought about it for our golf match. Because a bunch of people,
well,
I played somebody who gets high before he plays golf.
You know a lot of people that get high before
they
play golf.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, John, I want to bring this up. Joe Lacob said something, and I want to know how it's not tampering.
Okay.
How it's not tampering.
Okay.
Tell you what he said coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Big star.
Yeah, by the way, Peyton Manning is getting a lot of heat for Peyton's in the five head club like me.
Sure is.
And Eli keeps picking on him. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Because he tried to
put a helmet on in week one and looked ridiculous.
When they asked Archie Manning, their dad, what he thought of their performance, he said, "I think Eli should tell more forehead jokes."
Now, you said that the ratings were – you sent me a note. The ratings are way up on that thing, Eli and Peyton.
They're up over 130%.
Now, do you know how they compare to the ratings for the regular broadcast with Levy and Riddick and Greasy?
I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I think they're about a quarter of what the regular broadcast gets. But here's my thing. Normally, when you try something for the first time,
yep,
people go check it out. And then in the second week, the numbers drop. It's like a movie. You know, like where you get a box office movie, gets a big opening weekend, and then the next week it drops. In this case, they had a bunch of people check it out in the first week, and then in the second week, the numbers went way, way up. I think they've got lightning in a bottle. If I was ESPN, I would move Peyton and Eli to the main booth.
No way.
Why not?
Because you can't follow the game. The average person cannot follow the game. When it's Eli and Peyton.
But
you can't follow the game. In other words, if they put a play-by-play guy with those guys to just make sure you knew what was actually happening in the game, that would be great. But otherwise, I lose track of the game.
They auditioned two people to work with them. One was Kyle Brandt from the NFL Network, who's great. And the other was Mina Kimes, who we know. And apparently both of those auditions went really well, but they just decided anybody else talking besides Peyton and a little less so Eli was a waste of time, and so they put him out there together. I think I'm going to watch more of Peyton and Eli doing Monday Night Football than I am of the main team. That's just me, maybe.
I like dipping in and out. Bergman, you're a big fan. You watch only that, right?
I only watch the Peyton and Eli. Yeah, I don't actually
need
to hear.
Well, Greg, when I dropped out is when they started doing Zoom interviews. Like the one they did with Gronk was really good.
Yeah, it was good.
When they brought in Brett Favre couldn't figure out how to work Zoom.
Well, yeah.
So they just kept talking over each other, and I got frustrated and bailed out and went over to the other guys. And the other guys are good. They're like solid traditional play-by-play team. But I love watching Peyton and Eli and kind of see what they noticed that I wouldn't have noticed otherwise.
Yeah, I'm just glad they're not going to the board anymore like they were in that first game. In the first quarter, Peyton was trying to go to the board, and he's like, the game's going too fast. I can't tell you what's going on the play. They stopped doing that, which is nice. So they're getting better game by game. I just like it. It's easy listen for me.
All right. So, John, we all remember when the Lakers got tagged for tampering because Magic Johnson said something about it.
He was very complimentary of Giannis. Complimentary. And at the time, Magic was running basketball operations for the Lakers.
Correct. Now, I want to throw something at you. This is what Joe Lacob said yesterday about Ben Simmons.
Okay.
Joe Lacob said, during the 2021 playoffs, here he said, in some ways, it doesn't really fit what we're doing. He's talking about Ben Simmons. He makes a lot of money, and can he finish games? He's very talented. The problem is we have Draymond. Draymond and him are very similar in the sense that neither one really shoots, and they do a lot of the playmaking. That's one issue. The salary structure is another. So he's saying something, I guess, critical of Ben Simmons. Is that not tampering? He's talking about a player who's under contract to a different team.
By the letter of the law, you're right. And he may indeed get a slap on the wrist. But two things. Adam Silver is a lot more lenient than David Stern was. And normally, Mace, these tampering fines come when the other team files a complaint. In this case,
wasn't it Adam Silver that tagged Magic?
I think so, but it was because Milwaukee filed a complaint. In this case, if you're Daryl Morey, do you file a complaint over what Joe Lacob said?
So that's what has to happen. It's not tampering unless somebody files a complaint. I'm filing a complaint right now. That's tampering.
Well, if you want,
if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. If Magic got tagged and the Lakers got tagged, Joe Lacob and the Warriors should get tagged.
Who's going to file the complaint? What
Me.
Team? The Lakers should?
What team?
Yeah, you're not a team. You don't get a vote. But if which one of the 30 teams is going to...
If I was Philly, I would file a complaint.
Well, if they do, then you know, the one thing Philly could argue was it affects his trade value.
Correct.
By speaking negatively about him.
Correct.
Which is why the NBA doesn't want you doing that. But
the Magic fine just infuriates me. It still infuriates me.
Trust me, it infuriated the Lakers.
That he said something complimentary, and not even like we're going to get it, nothing like
no,
that.
No. Matter of fact, it was the opposite. He said, I hope he stays in Milwaukee for his whole career and leads him to a championship. Which, by the way, both things have happened.
Right.
He re-signed
but that was
Milwaukee
a $50,000 fine.
At least. I thought it was more.
That's garbage.
Yeah, I thought it was wrong. And I know the Lakers disputed it, and I don't know if they ever got their money back, but... I'm with you. I think that going back to what we were talking about at the top of the show, these debates are good for the NBA. Should Ben Simmons get traded to Golden State? Would he fit there? Why wouldn't you do the deal? If that's what's getting headlines and clicks and shows like ours are talking about it, that means we're not talking about the NFL or Major League Baseball. As long as the NBA is being discussed by genuine fans, what's wrong with having a conversation on where Ben Simmons might fit? He's already said he never wants to play in Philadelphia again.
Completely agree. We didn't
make up that story.
Players tamper all the time. They're constantly talking to each other, recruiting each other, all that stuff. So, to me, I think you're right. It's good for the conversation. It's good for the dialogue. The storylines are great. Like, in a vacuum, I love that Joe Lacob said this. But in the context of what Adam Silver did to the Lakers and to Magic Johnson, I think it's worthy of a fine.
Well, but we both agree that fine was the wrong decision. I think that moving forward, they should back off a lot of these fines. But I'll tell you one thing. After that happened to the Lakers, you know what I always have to say. I can't tie any of these guys to the Lakers because I work for the team.
Right, right.
And they beat us over the head. They went as far as to send us a memo that said, if we get fined for something a team employee says, we're not paying it, you're paying it.
Right, right.
So they took it seriously. The Lakers took it very seriously, and that's why you won't. Rob doesn't do a lot of media, Rob Pelinka.
Right, right.
So, that may be one of the reasons why. I don't know. I've never asked him. But
we should get Rob on.
I think he would. I mean, he's been on occasionally, but in general, Rob doesn't do a lot of interviews. Media Day, by the way, is Tuesday.
Oh, so, it's already Media Day. Wow.
This Tuesday. So maybe, Rob traditionally would do something on Media Day.
Sure, sure.
But I think
we're sending the B team to Media Day.
What do you mean?
Travis and Sliwa.
Well, it's because their show's on when Media Day is happening.
Right, right.
It's on, earlier in the day. So
sure.
That's why.
Okay, let me ask you a question. This is a random question.
Okay.
What is your favorite animal? Yeah, it's a real question. What is your favorite animal?
Do you want me to tell you now?
Yeah, I think we got a couple of minutes.
Okay. The thing that popped into my head is a lion. I think lions are cool. I think the Detroit Lions have the best-looking uniforms in the NFL, the silver and blue with the lion on them. They have a terrible team.
Terrible
team. They
have
really cool uniforms. I think lions in general are portrayed as king of the jungle. They're fast. They're strong. They're good-looking. I would go lion.
Okay. Bergman, what about you?
I'm going with a dog. I love my dog so much.
Dogs,
that's all.
Yeah.
I don't need to go with some crazy animal that I've never been around or never pet.
Why do you ask?
Yeah, seriously.
It was on the wheel.
It was no, because today is National Elephant Day, and that is my favorite animal. And I actually
Wait a minute. the symbol of the GOP is your favorite animal? That makes no sense.
It's completely apolitical.
No, it's not. It's literally the symbol of the Republican Party.
I've got an elephant tattooed on me. My one tattoo is an elephant.
I thought you called that a Ganesh.
Ganesh is an elephant.
It's the same thing?
Ganesh is the elephant god. Yeah, no, I got to go to an elephant reserve in Thailand. It was like one of the greatest days of my life. I tweeted out some pictures of it. I got to pet an elephant. I got to wash, feed an elephant. I wore a Dodger cap when I was there because I'm repping the Dodgers.
Apparently you wear a Dodger hat at all times.
I do. Jorge, what about you?
I'm with John. I more like a Jaguar Panther type of
So Panther's fast. Panther's a good one.
Exactly.
Panther is a good one.
One of those.
Do you wear your hat in bed too?
I do.
He just said he did when he's watching.
Yeah,
the Dodgers.
I'm saying like when you're sleeping.
Not when I'm sleeping. I take the hat off for when I'm sleeping. But when I'm laying in bed watching TV and watching the Dodgers, I'm wearing a cap.
So weird.
Okay. Yeah, we're a ball cap.
Are Dodgers 5:40 again tonight?
They should be. It's because
they're
in Colorado.
And then tomorrow, I know they're Thursday. They're a day game.
I will give you the
answer.
Yeah,
Thursday's an afternoon game.
5:40 today. 12:10 tomorrow.
12:10 tomorrow. So that'll be Scherzer tomorrow. 12:10.
Scherzer's never won at Coors Field.
Interesting.
And Buehler's ERA in Coors Field is almost 6.
The one thing I noticed last night is that, and there were a couple of plays, and you know, Gavin Lux is a second baseman by trade. He went down to the minors.
You brought this up. All right, do you want to get into it now or do you want to hold it?
Yeah, we'll hold it. We'll do that coming up next.
I was shocked at the text you sent me. Like, shocked.
Okay, we will get to that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.